Wanda McFagan is a tribal historic preservation officer for the St. Croix Chippewa of Wisconsin. And Wanda, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me why these stories, like the ones you'll be sharing tomorrow night, why these stories are important.
Well, they fill our time during winter, but they're also teaching stories and hold some morale and some values in there. And that's traditionally how we taught our children, is to talk with them.
And how did you first come about some of these stories, Wanda?
Well, I've been in preservation for 22 years, so at different gatherings, I've heard stories. A lot of Native people will refer that they were taught by their grandmothers, but I didn't know my grandmother. I was raised in the city, so I didn't have a strong connection to the traditions and the values. So I had to learn and kind of become like a sponge for knowledge. So, and I've just picked up different things along the way working in my position.
And without sharing the full story, one of those tales you'll be telling tomorrow night would be about the Ojibwe dream catchers. Can you explain a little bit about why they look different than the kind you'd normally think of or you'd commonly find in a store?
Well, that was a gift from what we call in English, she would be known as Spider Lady. She brought us that gift when it became hard for her to make it to all of the babies in the nation here. So she gifted us with that. Ours looks different from, I guess you would call maybe the Lakota version, what you see in stores and the common dream catcher that you see. Ours looks like a spider web that you would see if you go outside in the summertime. You see the spider web in the tree. Ours looks very similar to that. And the background is basically the same, you know, that it releases the good dreams and holds on to the bad dreams or something like that. I'm not sure if I'm getting that correct or not.
Wanda McFagan is a tribal historic preservation officer for the St. Croix Chippewa of Wisconsin, and she'll be presenting tomorrow evening through the Wisconsin Historical Society stories of the series of the Ojibwe storytellers, and you can find the link at WPR.org/Central Time. And Wanda, what are you hoping people take away from the stories that you share tomorrow night?
Just a little bit of thought, maybe some seeds for our people to think about, you know, and some of them are teachings, so they may get something out of them, at least I'm hoping. And just education. Education is very important to us.
Planting some seeds and hope that come spring they may grow.
Yep, I'm hoping.
Hey, Wanda, I want to thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Lee, and it was nice talking with you.
Pleasure's mine. Wanda McFagan, Tribal Historic Preservation Officer for the St. Croix Chippewa of Wisconsin. And you can hear more of her stories tomorrow night in a free online forum hosted by Wisconsin's Historical Society. And again, you can find the related link on our website at WPR.org/Central Time. But now it's time for Wisconsin Life. And here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about an upcoming Western Wisconsin ski jump tournament.
Volunteers are busy in Westby, Wisconsin, getting ready for the Snowflake Ski Club's annual tournament. As WPR's Ezra Wall tells us, this year is extra special since the club is celebrating its 100th year.
It's a windy night in Westby as volunteers with the Snowflake Ski Club groom the hills below the 5 and 10 meter ski jumps. The temperature is mild by Wisconsin winter standards, and about a dozen elementary school-age kids are getting ready for practice. For 100 years, nestled in the steep hills of the Driftless area, this club has taught generations of athletes. Members have also hosted ski jumpers from around the world for its annual tournament. Just across County P from the ski jump is Snowflake's clubhouse. That's where I met Dan Ellefson. The Westby native learned to jump on the club's smaller hills as a kid before braving the big jump, which measures over 100 meters.
I was 20, I think, the first time I skied the big hill. Most guys get there before that. The holy smokes am I high. It was fun. I got to the bottom of the hill and I thought I made it. And I fell backwards and I got up and I said, I can't wait to get back up there. You're probably in the air 3 to 4 seconds. But when you're flying through the air and just watching the ground go by underneath you, it feels like a long time. Time goes pretty slow.
Back across the county road at the smaller jumps, coaches are working with kids from 5 to about 10 years old.
Butt lower. So I want to see that all the way down until you're ready to jump.
So you want me that low?
I want you low. And if you think you're low, go lower.
Janine Morley's whole household is a Snowflake family. Her husband is a volunteer, and her oldest daughter, Mackenzie, is this year's Snowflake Queen. Tonight, Janine is here to watch and help coach her 9-year-old daughter, Maddie.
Definitely balance, their in run, you know, the proper form, that type of thing is super important. You know, the form more so, you know, they really want that form, not so much, you know, like these littles, how far they can jump, but just being able to get down and be in that in run when they go down to land. And yeah, so you can really see a difference in the kids when they have the correct form, you know.
Snowflake's most prominent local export was Lyle Swenson, who captained the American ski jumping team in the 1964 Olympics in Innsbruck, Austria. Morley says renewed energy around the club's youth program has folks hoping for an equally bright future, especially among the club's teen competitors.
You could tell. There's definitely some that are really excelling here. Yeah, we've got some that are just amazing to watch already this year. And they've been traveling this year already. Eau Claire last weekend, Minneapolis, I believe they're going to be at this weekend with quite a few of these guys too.
Coach Derek Lundy is a third-generation Snowflake ski jumper. He's coaching his kids, the fourth generation of Lundys, to jump in Westby.
Certainly makes a proud dad to see him come down that jump, and I see a lot of similarities from just the style of the kids, how they jump, and then the style of what I would do when I was a kid, so it's kind of neat to see that.
But as much as he enjoys coaching, he still remembers what it was like soaring off the jumps in his competitive days.
You know, you're basically flying, and there's not a lot of things that in this world that can make you feel like you're flying in the air. So it's the rush of that, and you know, once you do it once, it's pretty addicting.
Volunteers like Coach Derek Lundy are hoping this year's Snowflake Ski Jump Tournament helps propel the club into its next 100 years.
WPR's Ezra Wall brought us that story on the Snowflake Ski Club in Westby. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.